I have with me my very first guest of the season, Gretchen John. Gretchen, welcome to Around the Patch. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for inviting me.
Welcome to Air Venture as well. How many Air Ventures have you done now?
Oh, gosh. I've lost count.
You've lost count. That's a lot of Air Ventures.
Yeah, I remember back to the very first one where we flew in our mall, and my husband and I, and we decided we would do full immersion and camp under the wings of the airplane.
Now, see, a mall is the right airplane to camp out in. Mm-hmm. Would you not agree?
Absolutely.
High wings all the way, and there's reason for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and double doors, good cargo space for the two of us. It was great.
There you go. There you go. Now, that was many moons and many airplanes ago, right?
Many of them, yes.
Gretchen has a background in industrial engineering and computer science. You've been the CEO and COO of several aviation companies, and currently you are the president of, tell us.
Okay, my company is Knottridge Corporation, and we provide consulting and management advisory services to a variety of companies in the aviation and manufacturing space.
But that's just your day job. Recently, most recently, you were involved with a little stint that has been going on even longer than Air Venture, I think, the Air Race Classic.
This year we celebrated our 35th running of the Air Race Classic, It is the spiritual successor to the all-women's transcontinental air race, otherwise known as the Powder Puff Derby. It's a four-day race for women only. Different route every year. This year we started in Iowa City, the terminus in Mobile, Alabama, and had a good 10 airport checkpoints along the way. Going, it was supposed to go up into North Dakota and around and about, down through Nebraska and Texas and so on.
But this was late June, and there was some nasty weather in that area.
Yes, we had some real weather challenges the very first day of the race. Going up into the Dakotas, there was some nasty IFR weather. This is a VFR-only race, and it looked like it was going to spend a couple of days there. And Dale Walker, who is with Lockheed Martin Services, fabulous advisor for us, doing all the weather briefings for us, and collaboratively with him, I'm on the board of directors for the air race, and we decided it was just couldn't be neither safe nor fun. So we, for the first time in the history of the race, we decided to lop off the first part of the race. We sent everybody to Alliance, which was midway through the course, and said, get there however you do by midday on the second day of the race, fly the timing line there, as you normally would, and continue on. This is a handicapped speed race. Every airplane is handicapped individually, and we have special ways of flying by each checkpoint along the way to stop your time. So if you need to come in, refuel, stay overnight, what have you, and then fly the timing line to keep going.
There's a lot of infrastructure to this.
Absolutely. We have, hundreds of volunteers that help make this happen, which is well worth it considering the fact that we had a field of 50 entries this year.
Wow.
And our largest crop of students from universities. There were 11 entries from university flight schools, and in fact, one of them won the race this year.
That's right. That was Jacksonville University's Leah Hetzel and Sarah Morris.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and there was also a university team from Southern Illinois that came in second.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So
they did very well.
The younger generation is beginning to step up there and take over. So that was what, a Cirrus, and what was the second place airplane?
It was a Piper.
Ah, so there you go.
And they won the fastest flying Piper award, courtesy of Piper Aircraft.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. So that's exciting. This is not a race that just comes together in 2 months, is it?
No, we've already started planning for the next year, and in fact, we have been working to book the start and the terminus of the race for several years in advance.
Very okay. smart. Very yeah. smart. So you work with the convention visitor centers and the Better Business Bureaus and mm-hmm. and community groups of many different towns along
yeah,
the way.
Plus a significant involvement from EAA chapters and the 99s and local pilot organizations.
Excellent. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. So that's your, like, side life, but you're a racer too, if I remember. You've mm-hmm. won this race a couple times.
Well, I've won it once.
Okay.
I've come in second a couple of times. I've also come in 31st and other things, but the winning part was wonderful. That's when I was the CEO of Mooney Airplane Company, and I flew my own Ovation.
I'm thinking this was fixed. This was fixed.
No,
the CEO had the fastest flying Mooney off the flight line.
But it's not about that. It's all about flying against your handicap. And in fact,
there
we had a
go.
Very stiff handicap with that airplane.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, that you had to, yeah, you had to mm-hmm. be make it honest. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there's a lot of skill involved. It's VFR flying. Mm-hmm. There's some seat of your pants, but more than anything else. My understanding is it's she who manages the weather best who wins often.
Oftentimes that's correct. And knowing when to go and not to go and choosing the best altitude for the airplane and for the conditions, very, very important to study the weather and also to know your airplane, to know how to hold it straight and level.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's less distance, better time, how to get the best performance out of it.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
All of those things. It's very technical. It's a great learning experience. And there's a lot of emphasis on teamwork between pilot and co-pilot. And if you bring another teammate along, in the back.
Right, right.
Oh, they're more than an observer. They're a very active member of the team in terms of all of the things that you need to do to pull it off and win.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So next year's race is where?
Okay, next year we start out in Arizona. And forgive me if I'm trying to remember exactly where in Arizona it is, but we end up at Sporty's.
Oh, in mm-hmm. Batavia, Ohio.
Yes.
Very
uh-huh.
good.
And one of the wonderful things about Sporty's is that we generally arrive somewhere around Hal Shever's birthday. So we get to help him celebrate, and it is wonderful for us, and I know he enjoys it as well.
Oh, I think he's just looking for a really big cake next year, that's all.
And all these women, yeah. Help him celebrate.
That's really exciting. Yeah, well, yeah. I look forward to hearing how mm-hmm. things shape up as you get ready for that race, where it's going to be.
Well, and also, I've flown in some other interesting races. In fact, in 2010, in New Zealand, there was the Around New Zealand Air Safari, which was actually a movable feast, going from city to city eating.
Oh,
the airplanes of all kinds. But I flew along in a Catalina.
Sweet.
Yes, there were 18 of us in this Catalina, this flight crew. A good friend of mine, Dee Bond, she flew captain on this, and we had a marvelous time. It got me back in touch with the folks in New Zealand. And in fact, for those folks who are interested in learning more about aviation in New Zealand, New Zealand has a very large stand in Hangar C. That talks a lot about aviation in the country, innovations, the engines they've designed, the propellers, the airplanes, you name it, the country does marvelous things.
Excellent, excellent. So check out the exhibit in Hangar C for mm-hmm. New Zealand, and there's a lot of flying going on
yes,
there.
And we would also love folks to come out for this next year's Air Race Classic.
Excellent.
You can see us online at www.airraceclassic.org.
Gretchen, John, thank you so much for taking the time to stop by and stick around. We've mm-hmm. got more coming up in just a few minutes.